This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinal fans podcast, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball fans everywhere. Pre-game, post-game, doesn't matter. It's the place you should be hitting for some cocktails and fun before and after Cardinal games. I know we enjoy it as well. Looking forward to meeting some of our friends there for the upcoming schedule. I got to tell you, too, had a chance to chat with our friend Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com, about the Cardinals' hot start, and we had been just chatting a little bit, and he just wants everybody to know that he appreciates people giving him opportunity through the show. Don't forget, that's Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. That's residential, commercial, industrial. He takes care of any of your needs. He's got the heating and cooling team. He's got the electric team and the construction team. On standby, ready to take care of you and any of your needs. And again, I say it all the time, guys, get him involved early in the process, and you would be shocked at how much easier it goes for you, how much better the monetary savings can be when you have somebody that you can really trust and that you rely on in your corner. And that man is Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, folks, I got to tell you, you come into a weekend against a division rival. You had been playing really, really well, but then you kind of, we talked about getaway day, and, that was a game we could have won, and, you kind of throw that one in the trash, and you don't think it's a big deal, but then you head into Chicago, and you think, okay, here we go. We're going to get these Cubbies, and, boy, I got to tell you, you got to call it like you see it, and the reality of it is we were riding pretty high there, but we kind of got put in our place a little bit over the weekend, so that happens. It's not like it doesn't happen to everybody at some juncture, but, boy, I just wish it wouldn't have happened to us this weekend, mainly because it's the Cubs. But let's welcome in a fellow – I'm not going to call him a hater because I don't think this guy hates anybody, but for the moment he's got to be a Cub hater, because if you love the Cardinals, you got to hate the Cubs a little bit, even if it's for fun. So let's welcome in everybody's favorite on the M4byYachty.com hotline, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys? With a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth, I can say hi to y'all,
Yeah.
But that's normal. The guys are going to go through some stretches, and we knew that. You just don't like it because it's the Cubs, and we could have taken advantage of that. But they came to play, and, and we didn't make the pitches when we needed to. They did. So, it doesn't really worry me as much as we – like you said, Jimbo, I don't hate anybody, but I can really not stand the Cubs. I have probably a couple guys that I can take out of there, that I can, be okay with, that being Joe Maddon and that being Javi Baez, one of their best players. So other than that, man, I can't even see him, other than those two guys. So, but anyways, that's not the case. I don't hate anybody. It's just a sport. It's just that they're playing really good ball. Don't forget that we got them when they were really hot, and we were really not cold, but we lost the game, and we all know how that feels. So anyway, I think it's, we have to just come down. Like people are saying, like, oh yeah, the Cubs, we cannot beat them. Yeah, not this time, but we'll be fine. We'll be okay. This team is a fighter. Our team has shown they can fight. They can play against the best ones. So I don't really worry, Jimbo. I mean, 4-game losing streak. A lot of teams have 7, 8. Let's hope that we don't get to that point. But seriously, I don't really worry about it.
Yeah, you know, you go into the thing, and you know that's why every game matters. In my opinion, you look at things, and I know it's a long season, but you know, you look at the games over the weekend. The Saturday game's the one that kind of sticks in my craw a little bit, and you and I kind of talked about it, and it just, you know, you sometimes a guy puts a good swing on it, but man, that's an example of how, I don't care who you are, you can't let up at any time in any situation, and just not a very good pitch in that situation, I didn't think. I mean, I thought that guy didn't look very good to me. And to just miss right over the plate like that just seemed a little odd to me. I'm not here to make this a bitch on Michael Wacha session, but man, I just sometimes just.
But listen, Jimbo, this is one thing that we need to learn from a catcher. Okay, this is, I'm a catcher. I will always be a catcher, you know, in the major leagues or wherever it is. But let me tell you this: when you walk somebody, if I walk Steve-O in front of you, don't you come with that fire from the on deck circle?
Yeah.
Like, don't you come like, okay, mother freaker, let's go, man. You walk this guy, I'm going to get you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I'm a pitcher and I walk the guy in front of me, in front of that guy, I have to be prepared mentally to say, listen, this is the time to make pitches. And I'm not saying he wasn't trying. That's not what I'm saying, because they're all trying. They're all trying to make that pitch out there and the ball just sail back to the middle. You know, lucky for that guy that was ready to hit. You know, so, but being Wacha, you have to be prepared for that situation, because you walk, like whenever they walk Barry Bonds, you know how many times I hit behind Barry Bonds and they walk Barry Bonds to face me. I mean, that was almost every freaking game, Jimbo. 2-3 times. And I, you know what I told myself was, you know what, buddy, one of these times I'm going to get you. Don't worry. You know, even if it's not this time, I'm going to do my best to get you this time, but I'm going to be fired up for the next time too. You know what I'm saying? So as a pitcher, you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared to, okay, daddy called for a fastball away. I got to make it out there, or I got to miss outside. I got to miss in that area. So nothing happens, you know, because this is a big situation for me, for the team. This is a huge deal. This is not just anything. Bases are loaded. This kid is coming. I got him. You know what I'm saying? Your mind has to become almost automatic to go out there and make sure you make the pitches. And when we didn't do it, like we didn't do, this is what happened, right? You get paid. You know, they make you pay for it. And that's what happened. That's what happened with that home run.
Yeah, I mean, they're all like, and you know, I'm just going by, you know, who's who in the game and who does what. They're all players, right? They've all played at a marginal, let's face it, at an extremely high level to get into the major league. So just because it's a guy that's a, you know, not a very well-known name and maybe not a high prospect, I mean, all these guys can swing it. They can all put a good swing on it. And Jimbo, you got to approach it that way.
Did you see his swing all game?
Yeah, that was kind of my point.
He was swinging to hit it to the arch. I mean, so you knew that if you miss with a pitch out there, you know, around the middle of the plate, you know, he had a chance to make a pay, and that's what happened. He made you pay.
Well, he made us pay, that's for sure. I
you know, one game I didn't like was the Hendrick game, or Kendrick, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I didn't like that one either.
I didn't like that game. That game went too easy for him, you know, too easy. I'm not saying our guys weren't trying again. I know they are, 100%. I know that. They're trying, and they're a good team. Believe me, they're going to bounce back great. They're going to do all these things. They're going to be fine. But holy moly, huh?
Yeah, what?
That guy went up and just 81 pitches and bye-bye.
Man, when's the last time you've seen something like that? I mean, that's Greg Maddux-esque. I mean, that's insane.
Let me tell you, Jimbo, one thing. I always said it. This is a really slap. This is what the people, how do you say that, the analytics do not want to see that. They right now, they're hating right now. They're like, dang it. You know, like, seriously, are we going to allow this guy to throw 88, 89? That was the hardest that he threw all game. And we're going to allow him to throw an 81 pitch freaking complete shutout game or whatever that was. And I mean, I'm telling you, the analytics are probably scratching their heads like, no, we can't allow that to happen, you know? And they did it. He pitched good. And the only thing I can say about that is the guy has always told me that guy hides the ball really well. I mean, 88, 89 is not easy to hit either. It's just that he hides the ball. You know, he hides the ball and it's very sneaky. By the time you realize the ball is on you and you're done, you know, so you don't have the best swing. So, but that's what it means.
Yeah, I would, you know, I'm assuming, you know, maybe he was in some sort of rhythm as a pitcher to be able to do that, because you just don't see it anymore. Now, I know he's a different kind of pitcher, but, you know, when you're a catcher and a guy is in that kind of groove, do you approach the game differently in how you call it?
If I'm catching?
Yes.
You know what? It's just fun for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just fun to call those games, those games with the guy that's on like that, man. Not everybody gets on like that, Jimbo. It's really hard to be feeling this way. You know, I had a few pitchers that I came up that day and I could have closed my eyes, Jimbo, and it would have been great. You know, it would have been. I knew they were gonna be great. But there were other nights that didn't happen. But this guy was on, man, and he was mixing up the fastball with the two-seamer, four-seam, and then the changeup. I mean, he just did it. You know, I got really upset, not with the guys. It's just that I'm really tired of watching freaking Cubs having success against the Cardinals, you know? I don't like that. I really don't. I really not hate it, because like I said, I don't hate anybody. This is a sport. These things happen. But, man, I tell you, I don't like it one bit when it's the Cubs, man. This is the division rivals. We already discussed that. And these guys are taking it like, dude, I was like, holy crap, man. We got to do something about this, you know. Let's go. And, I mean, I thought the second game we had them. And it would have been different if we would have won that game, Jimbo.
Sure.
It would have been different if the third game, maybe they come out with that fire. But when you were up 5-1 and all of a sudden they came back and in that game, that's a energy drainer. That's a anything killer, man. It kills you. It kills you as a team. It kills you everything. I mean, you can't even name it. It kills you. So, but we'll be back. You know, these guys are battling. Like I said, these guys like to fight, so they'll be back, man.
Well, the reality of it is, you know, teams lose, teams go through tough times, teams, things happen, you don't always play your best, but you got to, you know, pick yourself up, you got to dust yourself off, you got to get back out there and you got to play. So when you're in this situation, it's great to have a guy like Benjamin Lynn on the show, because what I'm interested to know is, when you go through something like this and you lose, because let's face it, that's not just any series, right? That's just not a, if you care at all, like Benji's saying here, I mean, you know, it's the Cubs. It's different, whether you want to admit it or not. And what do you do? Like, how do you put it past you? Can you just wake up and say that's baseball? I don't know. But we're going to talk to Benji about it after I remind you to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast there. You can also check out our wonderful writers with their Two Birds bloggers. Just click on the banner there, and you guys can read some of their awesome work. We love having them write about the show, write about the Cardinals, their personal experience, things like that. It's all great, and we love for people to do it. But make sure when you go to twobirdsonabat.com that you subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
Check us out on social media, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook, though. We're always trying to grow that Facebook community. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like our page. Click invite your friends. If you don't mind, we'd love you to do that as well as we try to grow that community. When you see the pin post, more times than not, that's going to be the show, the latest show. We're asking you to like it, comment on it, and share it. That's another way we get more people involved in the conversations, and that's what we're really looking for, is to have some great conversations about Cardinal baseball. Find us on Instagram as well. Type in Two Birds on a Bat Show. You will find us there. We'd love to have you guys part of that as well. Finally, LineupMediaGroup.fm is where you can find us as well. Home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform out there that is free for download on your mobile device. You guys will love it, I promise you. To all of our partners, we thank you for your continued support. Adam Smokehouse, best barbecue in St. Louis, folks, hands down. Located on Watson Road, open till 7, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. And, of course, they take care of box lunch orders for you. They do catering. They do a wonderful job with catering. They do deliver to certain zip codes as well. But I got to tell you, I would go over to Watson Road and experience the whole thing. It's a great little place with the best barbecue in St. Louis, hands down. And, again, great staff. Mike and his crew do a wonderful job. And they're there for you guys, and they love to talk Cardinal baseball. They enjoy hearing stories about where you've come from when you come in town for a game, so make sure you tell them, and tell them you heard about them on Two Birds on a Bat. St. Louis, here's your cue. To our friends at Gators Baseball Academy, home of the Missouri Gators, Illinois Gators, and the Gators Baseball Academy, we love being a part of what you guys are doing, as you're making a difference in so many kids' lives when it comes to this wonderful game of baseball. If you want to find out more about Gators, if you have a son or a daughter that play this wonderful sport, whether it be baseball or softball, you can learn more by simply going to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Excited about their four-pillar system and the fact that they care just as much about building up the kid as they do the baseball player. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Well, my friend, things like this happen. You've been a part of it, I'm sure. Every team has rivalries. I know when you were in San Francisco, L.A. and San Francisco is a huge rivalry. And sometimes things don't go your way, but you got to turn the corner. You can't dwell on it, but yet you got to play better and you got to have more intensity. So, you know, they get right back at it tonight. What do the guys do to kind of get past something like that?
They just keep it the same. They try to keep it going. They try to keep doing the same things. Like guys get together, joke around in the plane on the flyover, get some rest, get to a stadium. Keep the same attitude instead of instead of being worried or something. They're not worried right now, Jim, but I can assure you right now that the Cardinals, the kids are not worried right now one bit. I bet you anything. They just fly. Okay, we lost. We got swept. It's not the first time. Hopefully it's the last one. But we just did this. We had a rough weekend. Let's wait for the next time and we'll make them pay. I mean, yeah, that's the attitude you got to have. And I'm sure that's the attitude these kids have, because they're battles, man. They battle for you. So I think it's going to be fine. I really do. I think the pitching is going to pick it up. It's really rough to go to Wrigley Field and be battle around like this. But I know, knowing these guys, they'll be fine, man. I really, really do believe it.
Well, I like
you can't let up though, because you're facing the Phillies, and the Phillies is not a cookie either.
Well, so there's,
you can't let up, that's for sure.
You know, the signing of Bryce Harper for them obviously was a big deal. But the reality of it is, I mean, I don't know that they've played their best baseball either, but their starting pitching has been better than I think people had thought. I mean, if you look at some of these ERAs they're bringing in, but, I mean, hell, they very quietly put themselves on top of the National League East. And
But that's, Jimbo, that's one of the things that shouldn't worry us. You know why? Because we've been facing guys with the best ERA. The Reds has the third best ERA on the starters. Then we face it, the Dodgers having come really hot, and we handle them. And then we can keep going on and on. And these kids have been able to handle the pressure, handle whoever comes in. The Cleveland Indians series last year comes to mind a lot. Cause Clover came in with a really, really low ERA and really hot. And we put it on him. So these kids don't care about that stuff. So that doesn't worry me. What worries me is how do I keep my guys going from a 4-game losing streak to back to a winning ways. That's what it worries me. So I don't worry who comes in. And these guys can face whoever. These guys can pitch whoever. We have Michaelas probably throwing today, and then we start from there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sooner or later, I think everybody looks at these types of things and they say, okay, you know, put it past us. Let's move on. Let's play our best baseball. But that's, you know, we always talk about what the Cardinals are doing, but the reality of it is there's an opponent on the other side of the field that's trying to do the same thing. You know, where I was kind of going with the whole thing was is that, you know, when you think about the Phillies, the first thing that comes to mind is, man, they signed Bryce Harper. I don't think Bryce has had a couple of nice moments over there, but, you know, he's not been the story over there. I mean, their pitching's been better than anticipated. Gene Segura was a great trade for them. I tell you, this is a bunch you can't look past, and if they do, we're going to find ourselves reeling.
Yeah, well, you can look past them. I know that. But still, we faced some really good teams earlier. We faced some really, really nasty teams, which I thought they were really hot. We were going to give us trouble. But in the end, these guys step up. These guys keep showing us, Jimbo, that they're here. They're here, man. They're leading the division or whatever it was at that time, and they're saying, this is my time, man. I'm sorry, but this is our time, and we're going to be here. We're going to be fighting, and we're going to be giving up everything we got for this city. And I mean, I believe in them. I really do, man. I have a really good feeling about the whole thing and the whole team, man.
Yeah, I am too. I think we're going to find out what we got here. There's nothing like some home cooking, I think, sometimes when things aren't going real well. I think we saw that on the last homestand. So that would be my expectations. But you're coming in town this week, man. Usually when you come in town, good things happen, and we'll get these boys rolling here again.
Oh, man, we'll be fine. I really do believe it. Every team goes through this process. Every team goes through some stretches that they don't want to go through, of course, but In a long season like this is, man, I tell you, Jimbo, we go through a lot of stretches that you don't even know. The hardest thing is to bounce back. How do we bounce back? How do we do this? How do we keep our team going? How are we gonna be our best after these losing streak or something like that? That's the hardest part, you know.
For sure, for sure. Well, listen, I'm going to let you get out of here. We'll watch some Cardinal baseball this week. I know you're watching your Blues. Everybody knows what a big Blues fan you are. Are you excited for Game 7?
Oh, my gosh, man. Let's go Blues, man. We got to make it happen. It's the same thing about the Blues, Jimbo. It's totally the same thing. You talk about the Blues, it's almost talking about the Cardinals. They don't give up. They don't give up. They don't care who you are. They don't care who they're facing. They don't care where, that's for sure. They show us. They showed us. They don't care where the heck are we playing these guys. All I know is we're facing them, and we have to do something about it, and let's go. That's what I like about the attitude of the Blues. That's what I like the attitude about our Cardinals, man. I'm being honest with you, Jimbo. These guys know how to play. They know how to fight. And before you know it, man, these guys will be back with the trophy, man, the freaking Blues. But we got to win first. We got to win this Game 7. But I'm very optimistic, you know. I'm very optimistic. These guys fight, man.
Well, like I said, things seem to go a little bit better when you're around. So I'm looking forward to you getting in town here, because I know we need to get over and get some barbecue and have a good time. So, my friend.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I will see you this week. And let's go Cards.
Let's go. Let's go Birds, man.
All right, that is the one, the only Benji Molina. Happy to have him on the show today. Gonna welcome in a guest here that I want to interview and talk to her a little bit about what she does and find out a little bit about her fandom, Dr. Kristen Jacobs. All right, as we go from the one, the only Benji Molina, who I love the guy, but sometimes has a face for radio, just like I do. It's not every day you get to have somebody on the show that has a face for TV, not radio. Met a lovely lady who happens to be a doctor here in my hometown, and owns and operates a business called the Ooh La La Spa. I'm familiar with that because my wife is a patron, and through conversation found out that this wonderful lady that lives in our town that I had not met before was not only taking care of clients and all the things that they may want to do to make themselves feel better and about themselves and be healthy, but also had a want and desire to help people with something that, you know, is becoming more and more aware out there, and that's some skin cancer stuff and things like that. So I wanted to come on. She's a Cardinal fan that lives in a house divided, and it kind of tied in with the Cards Cubs series this weekend. So told my wife, yeah, let's get her in here because, you know, anybody that wants to help people, especially our fans, I'm interested to hear what she has in store for us. But also I want to talk about this Cards Cubs things, because every time the Cards play the Cubs, being here in St. Louis, it's a little easier. But as you know, people, the farther north you go, you know that you have that divided house sometimes or whatever. And it just made me think about it because one of my good friends' wives here in town, every series wears a jersey that's half Cardinals, half Cubs, because she's from Chicago. Obviously, he's from here. And don't be fooled, though. He has made her a Cardinal fan, but it's her father that she feels she owes some loyalty to. So, in the world of it's tough out there when you have a house divided. Let's welcome in Dr. Kristen Jacobs. What's going on? How are you?
Thanks. I am great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you wore your Cardinal red today to make sure, I think, that everybody knows that you're the Cardinal fan in the house.
That is right.
But when I met you last week and we talked about this, you did tell me that you are a house divided. How does that happen?
We are. So my husband's from Springfield, Illinois, and he is a diehard Cubs fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough stuff.
And he's been able to brainwash my older son into being a Cubs fan, too.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. No.
But you have two sons, right?
I have two sons.
And the other one's with you? So we are a true house divided.
We are.
A true house divided. Mm-hmm. So things didn't go well this weekend for the Cardinals or for you and your other son, probably.
Right. Right. No, I mean, the Cardinals had a rough weekend.
Yeah. And are there side bets in the house? Anything? No?
You no.
Just little digs maybe?
Well, I tell you what, the thing I love about my husband is he just keeps quiet. I mean,
he really
So does.
He's trained.
He is trained.
Very well trained.
Trained.
Oh, well, I'm married.
Why?
I get it.
Hello.
No, I get it. Yes.
No, so he really just keeps quiet. Now, if we get my brother-in-law and my sister and their son involved in it, which we had dinner I think it was Friday night, and I was telling them I was coming on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, they were so excited.
Yes.
But when we get them involved, then there's a little bit of digging going on.
Well, you're here with me today, and I did promise you that, being excited means you get to come in and sit and meet Benji Molina, and I promised you that when he's in town, I'll bring you back and let you meet. Or I'll bring him by. You know, he may need some work.
He might.
You know, I think, that's the beautiful thing here is we all probably need a little work, but thanks to the sun. But before we talk about that, I want to get a little bit. So you've been a Cards fan your whole life?
Yeah.
Say,
I would say I'm from Southern Illinois.
Right.
So we actually had a dog named Ozzy.
Oh, you did?
We did.
So anytime I meet a fan and I want to talk a little bit about their fandom is how I always refer to it. So was that your first memories of like that 80s group with Ozzy and Willie McGee? Was that your, like me and Steve Flowers on the show all the time, we're always like, that's our crew, right? That's what made us who we are. Now, I remember the teams before that, but that excitement of that era, and I was a young, impressionable guy, that was really where my fandom came from.
Right. I mean, the thing is I'm really only 29. So it's
I know. We discussed this the other day that you're only 29. So you're not even really sure who he is. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you look 29, but good for you. I do not. But probably because of the sun. But that's okay. Yeah. I'm wondering. But yes, Ozzy.
Exactly.
I like the dog Ozzy thing. Yeah. That's good. Believe me, Benji and I talk about this all the time. There are more dogs out there named Yachty. It is amazing to me how many people I know whose dog's name is Yachty. And it's like, man, I didn't even know I knew that people that had a dog, much less all named Yachty. So that stuff's so nowadays, you know, obviously we love our team. We've had some success in recent history and things have been a little sluggish, but who's your favorite Cardinal now?
I mean, I'd have to say Yachty, and it's not just because you're on the
show
with Benji, but I really would. I just, I just think he is the neatest guy. I think that being with the Cardinals his entire career really says a lot about him.
Because you don't see it much anymore.
You don't. You don't see it at all. And I really, really appreciate that more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you have that, you know, you think of guys that have wore the we like to say the two birds on a bat. But, you know, you think of Stan Musial, you know, and then there's been others. But then Ozzie Smith does come to mind. Now, he was traded here. Yes. You know, God, he had that first couple. But, you know, we almost adopt guys, especially if it's been that way. The whole Willie McGee thing, you know, he kind of left, come back. But, you know, it doesn't. Is it a great thing? Yes. But the city seems to want to adopt certain people. You know what I mean? And Willie McGee, obviously, to this day is beloved. I say all the time, the Cardinal Hall of Fame came about because of Willie McGee. Now, again, people may say you're crazy. You know what you're talking about. But I'm just telling you that there was such a fan commotion to get that guy's number retired. And the Cardinals like, look, he's not in the Hall of Fame, so we're not going to do it. But you know what we will do? Let's do this. And there's more than just Willie McGee that we want to honor. So I think it's a great idea, and to have favorite players is what's important, especially for kids. Now you're
absolutely
so your one son probably likes Yachty. Hate to even know who the other son probably likes, like a Rizzo or a Chris Bryant. Well, all that hurts almost to say that.
I know, and those two names definitely come to mind, and I'm not sure. I'd have to ask.
Well, let's not ask him. Okay, I don't think I mean, I know it's your family, but we don't really care for today's purposes, do we?
Okay, for today, we will not even talk about it anymore.
So they're doing well right now. I know you're paying attention. We were talking about it. You said you thought they were playing really well, and you were excited that they were playing so well and heading into Chicago. I think you thought you were going to get some bragging rights around the house. You did not. We did not, any of us as fans, but we're going to move on and hopefully get some games in this week. Where we're kind of going with this is the sun will be out today. And one of the things that I know you're really passionate about is it's sun cancer awareness. I'm not the doctor here, obviously. I did not stay at a Holiday Inn last night. I slept in my own bed and I'm as dumb as ever. So it is skin cancer awareness. Now, so that's the month of May.
That's correct.
Okay. And this is something that has impacted you. And B, you're very passionate about, especially in your profession. It's something that you've kind of, I mean, there's a lot of great people that have done this, but you have also decided to kind of tackle this and bring awareness to it, especially in what you do and in the community.
Right. So I had basal cell carcinoma on my right arm back, gosh, it's probably been 11 years ago. And I am very fair complected. I always thought I could have a suntan, but it would never happen.
Wasn't in the cards. No pun intended.
No matter what you tried. And I know my parents were very big about making sure I had sunscreen on, but being a teenager, you just think, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. So I had a basal cell pop up on my arm, and very devastating. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, all those years of sun damage, and now it's coming to fruition. And so since that day, I mean, granted, I wore sunscreen back then. I really did take care of my skin, but not as much as I should have. And so when that happened, I thought, okay, that's it. I am going to be the biggest, person to talk about skin cancer awareness. And you ask my kids, and they're two teenage boys, and they don't walk out of the house without sunscreen on.
You know, it's interesting because it's events like, you think about the stuff that you do that you don't. Like if you go to the beach or you go to the pool or you go somewhere, you think, oh, I got to get my sunscreen. I got to grab my sunscreen.
Right.
But like, you know, we were talking about it last week. You go to a Cardinal game, and if you sit in the right spot there, man, you are in the sun for 3 hours. And then at the end, you kind of laugh and go, man, my legs are burned. My knees are burned. And for people that don't have a lot of hair, my head is burned, you know, things like that. And your nose or your ear, whatever. Right. We just don't think about it. Like I said, I think we associate sunscreen with going to the pool or going to the beach.
You do.
And so, but we don't as much with that, you know, golfing, things like that. It's a big deal.
And men don't think about it nearly as much as women do. So
why do you think, is that the whole male I'll be okay thing? Or do you think it's just, well, this is what I've always done. I've never thought about it before.
I think both. And I think the education has to be coming from us for our children. And I do think that it's shifting. And I do think that kids are more aware because of our past experiences, but I do think that the males kind of think, well, I don't really need it. Or if they put it on, maybe they don't reapply, because who likes sunscreen? Who likes putting it on?
Yeah, that's the whole, I mean, right. And again, I hate to use this term, but, you know, it's a pain in the ass.
It is.
You know, but I got to put it in my pocket. I got to take it, you know, I'll be okay. Right. I'll be okay.
So one of the things that I brought you is a sunscreen brush.
Oh, I know. My wife, she told me, she said, I think she's going to try to do something with you here. Well. So put your man card away and let her do something to you. I said, okay.
You know, it's really about healthy skin.
Sure.
It's not about the, you know, man, woman, anything. It's about, let's teach you how to have healthy skin, which starts with sunscreen. So if you just used a moisturizer and sunscreen, number one, you're protecting yourself from getting skin cancer later in life, but you're also preventing wrinkles. So we're getting the anti-aging factor in there as well.
Now you sound like my wife.
Is this my last time on the show?
No. You know what? It is funny though. I'm 49 and I've owned it. Right. And it's funny, this year I turned 50. I'm the last of my huge group of friends that all turn 50. They're all turning 50 or have already. And I kind of like to have fun, but it is funny, for my 49th birthday, she bought me a kit to take care of my face. Like, oh. I have like some stuff to put on my eyes. I got like this cream to put on my face. And she's like, honey, you're getting older. You got to start taking care of your face. And now you go outside and you play golf and you go to baseball games and you stand out there. She's like, you got to start taking care of your face. And I'm like, okay. So I've indulged her the best I can.
Good.
I have.
We're going to make you better.
Well, I was going to say, she said I'm probably going to get some stuff wiped on me or brushed on me or something.
So.
I'll be a sport with that and do it, because I appreciate you wanting to be a part of what we're doing here. So, we love to have people on the show, especially that have a message. I mean, you know, Adam Smokehouse comes to mind. Yes, of course, they use this platform to reach out to Cardinal fans, because let's face it, who doesn't love barbecue, right? But they also do a lot of great for the community. So same thing for you. I think your message from a business standpoint is, we have a lot of ladies that listen to the show. You do a lot of things over at Ooh La La. Some of the things that, and again, I'm married, so I hear these things. You do things over there because you think people should live their best life. And if they want to do Botox, or they want to enhance their lips and things like that, and maybe I'm saying things wrong.
Oh, you're right.
I'm using the terms that I hear around my house, right? So if you want to do all these things, then you know what? Own who you are, feel good about yourself, and go do it.
Right. I agree. And I think there is a lot of negativity out there about this stuff, but there shouldn't be, because the stories that I hear on a daily basis on how it's changed their life, whether they lost a job in their older years, you know, and now they're looking again, or actually, let me ask you this.
Uh-oh. Hang on, wait a minute. I asked the questions here.
Wait,
no, that's okay. Go ahead.
What do you think the average age is for people starting Botox?
God, I mean, I've never... Listen, being that my wife told me one time I needed it, she told me I needed it probably at about 40. So
24 is
really
the average age, because it's more for prevention. So it's preventing the lines from
forming. Oh, okay. So you're saying I'm doomed.
So,
the lines that are there are not going away.
We can fix. I wouldn't say that.
I like my lines. I think they give me character. No, that's what I tell my wife.
So anyway, I feel like it goes back to wearing sunscreen. You're preventing the lines from happening. Botox, you're preventing the lines from happening. So really, if somebody feels better about themselves and feels like they can face the world a little bit better by just doing a little bit of Botox, there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. In fact, you know, like I said, the stories that I hear daily, people cry to me all the time. They open up and they say, you know, you've changed my life. And you think, how could Botox, or how could enhancing your lips, or how could, you know, doing a skin resurfacing laser, how could that change your life? Well, sometimes you look in the mirror and you get down on yourself.
Sure.
And so just by seeing the difference with how your skin looks, or
sure,
how the lines have disappeared, they really feel better about themselves. I love my job.
Yeah.
I love it.
You probably see a lot of people with smiles on their faces that
came in
without them. You know, something that you guys deal with is, you know, it's not for everybody. There's
That's
a
right.
faction of people out there that think it's wrong.
That's
and
right.
You shouldn't have to do that to feel good about yourself. And you know what? I hear those things, and it's not just about what you do. It's about lots of things in life. And I always say, listen, you do you.
Right.
Right. Because what I don't think they realize they're doing is they're, to me, and again, this is my opinion, they're shaming people that may want to do something for themselves.
Right.
And I don't like that. That's my personal thing. And
right.
I'm like, look, you've mentioned it. If somebody wants to do this because they just want to feel better about it, who are you to shame me from wanting to feel better about myself. And again, we're just talking about those. We're not even talking about all the beneficial stuff that goes on too, besides just appearance.
Right. But think about if you color your hair, if you do your nails, if you work out.
If you wear makeup.
If you wear makeup. Right. I mean, isn't that bettering
yourself? Wear matching clothes.
So sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. So I just feel like you can associate it with the same things. I mean, if you're going to go out and do your nails because you feel better, then why can't you do a little bit of healthy makeup?
Sure.
And that's our thing. So it's not just about wearing sunscreen. It's wearing the correct sunscreen. It's wearing a physical block. It's wearing or reapplying your sunscreen throughout the day. I was telling Steph on the way over here that we were at an Ultimate Frisbee tournament over the weekend, and I had a mom come up to me as I'm putting the unforgettable brush on my son. She says, "Oh, is that the magic brush?" And I said, "It is." And she said, "Oh," and her son was talking about it.
Right.
So that's what's so exciting, is that when you raise the awareness and again, we're preventing right now. So then hopefully this becomes mainstream. And it is more and more. More people are doing Botox and more people are doing other things. But like I said, it's not all about Botox.
No.
It's really just about taking care of your skin and taking care of yourself from the inside out.
Yeah, with the skin cancer, you see it more and more being talked. I always say that you get momentum behind things that are making a positive difference for people. And, you know, the skin cancer, like most things, is something you didn't hear much about when I was younger.
Right.
And then, you know, then there was a little bit of awareness to it. And then it becomes something that people champion and get behind and say, listen, this is a real issue here.
Right. 1 in 5 people will develop some kind of skin cancer.
Now, the myth is it's just tanning beds. That's not true. It's the sun.
It's the sun. And actually a lot of people,
well, it's both, but my point is I think people are, I don't tan. I just out in a bit. So it's both.
Right. And people think that you can't get it from tanning beds. And I'm glad you brought that up, because they do get it from tanning beds, and you have a much higher chance. I think it increases 75% when you start tanning in tanning beds in your youth. And so really, awareness is very important. So yes, it's UVA, UVB rays, it's the tanning beds, and it's the amount of time you're in the sun and the amount of burns. So if you've had a couple burns before you're 18, you've increased your risk of melanoma, which melanoma is the worst case scenario when you get skin cancer.
Anything you want to share with anybody out there that you can, not visually, obviously this is a podcast. Right. Is there anything you can describe to people that maybe they can be looking for to like, you know, God forbid somebody's listening to this show that has something on them and they're not sure what it is. Like, what should they be looking for?
Right. So it's ABCDE. So it's the asymmetry. So what it looks like. So if it's round, pretty round around, and we're talking about moles here.
Right.
If it's pretty round, it's probably okay. And then if something has grown fast, and that's what mine was. I mean, mine just like popped up overnight, I swear. And I just knew that it was not something good. The color of it. So if it's darker, it's potentially worse. And, you know, and I don't want to say these things and people are like, oh my gosh, I have this, because I have a lot of freckles.
That happened to me. So really? It's, I mean, listen, yeah. And you know, the way it was explained to me was like, hey, you know, I was like, man, I heard something that's freaked me out. And the doctor goes, well, whatever it took to get you in here.
Right.
You know, like I don't want you to be freaked out, but to be quite honest with you, you're fine. But if you weren't, then good.
Right. Right. So the C is the color, D is diameter. So if it's getting larger, so there are a lot of people who have had moles their whole life that can turn into something else. So I think really getting an annual skin check, no matter what your age is. Both of my boys have had visits to the dermatologist, and I go annually, and I have my husband do the same. So I feel like if you are, again, being preventive and watching things, then you'll have a better chance of catching it early.
Yeah, I went a couple years ago, I think, I went at the urging of my wife, because I had a couple of things that she thought weren't good. Mm-hmm. And I think we were both shocked when he's like, no, that's just a whatever. And I was like, really? You know, because I went there thinking, you know, they're going to take this off me or do something. And, you know, because again, it's become almost commonplace. And that's sad to say in with certain things. But to your point, 1 in 5, that's amazing.
Right. And that's not melanoma. That's just skin cancer just overall.
Yes.
Correct. And I mean, I'm.
Because there's different kinds.
There are all different kinds. And I actually was on a boat trip with one of my friends, and he said, hey, what do you think about this on the inside of my ankle? And I said, that's a melanoma. And then it was. And we caught it early, and he's doing just fine. But it's just being aware, asking, watching for changes, and making sure that if in your gut, if you feel like it needs to be removed, have it removed. Because there have been stories that I've heard that people feel like there they go in, and I'm not saying that dermatologists are wrong. I'm just saying that you know, it didn't look like anything.
Yeah.
But if you feel like it, you might just want it removed, just get it removed.
Well, when in doubt.
When in doubt, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, well, for all you guys out there, you can learn more. Where can they learn more about this kind of stuff? Like, obviously, I know you do some things, obviously, at Ulala.
Right, so skincancer.org, I think, is one that I was looking at this morning. The American Dermatology Association. I mean, just Google skin cancer, and you'll see. Right now, all of our patients are receiving a little packet, which is what I brought you, and it has information all about skin cancer. It has different pictures of what skin cancer can look like,
right,
and how to...
I saw that on your website.
Oh,
when
good,
I was, yes.
Good. And how to how to just be more aware. And then we are posting every single day about skin cancer awareness. That's the... We try to post all the time anyway on Facebook and Instagram, but that's the one thing in May is that I say, you know, we have to do something every single day. There's a group called Polka Dot Mama, and... I didn't really know her history, but I've been following her for years. And actually, she was live on the Today Show today. And so I haven't watched the video yet, but I follow her. And talk about raising awareness. This woman is amazing. And I don't know her, but like I said, just reading about her and following her. So there's a lot out there this month, especially because of the Skin Cancer Awareness Month.
Well, I wanted to have you on because, like I said, I knew you were a Cardinal fan. I knew what you were dealing with in your home. With the whole Cubs cards thing. And I thought, if we're going to do it, let's do it now. Right. You know, you put a smile on my wife's face, when she comes in and out, and, you know, just the whole feel good thing, I think, is overlooked in the whole deal. And, you know, if you're out there and, you know, you want to look at doing whatever. I mean, I say that all the time. People are like, well, whatever. I mean, that's the thing. Like, yeah, I don't think, you know, and the best thing I would assume is for somebody just to check you out and then just do a consultation.
Absolutely.
And say, hey, I was thinking about this or thinking about that. I mean, everything from, I hear them talk about, you know, hair removal, just the Botox are the two of the, probably the more familiar things that the terms I hear and out in the community. I mean, just in conversation. And that's another thing too, over the years, there are conversations that have become more open. Like you do, you hear people talk, like,
absolutely,
you know, I think it used to be a couple of ladies, and I say ladies because it was female.
Right.
Hey, I'm thinking about it, you know, but now they just talk about it openly and say, you know, because to your point, I think it's, I want to feel good. I want to feel, I want to smile. I want to feel good about this. And here's the thing. This bothers me. So I'm going to do something about it instead of sit around and think, well, I better not, because that's always floored me. If something bothers you, do something about it.
Right, right. And my husband started wearing product a few years ago, and I'll tell you how. He started stealing it from my cabinet.
Oh.
So he didn't really want to admit or do it. But and we worked together. I told you, we've been married 18 years. We've worked together for 18 years. He's a chiropractor, and he is very natural, of course.
Sure.
And so he'll probably kill me, but he does Botox as well.
Yeah.
But it took a long time for him to feel like, oh, okay. You know, but... As we age, I mean, I'm fine with my age. I'm very comfortable with who I am, but I don't want to look old.
No, I understand.
I mean, I just don't. And so he finally came to that fact, like, oh, wait a minute. She's looking young. Why can't I?
Would you say, not any hard data, but would you say that most people that come in, especially men, because I think they probably try to sneak in, they're not comfortable with people knowing that it matters to them?
I would say 100%. In fact, I have a couple that comes in, and the husband said, now my wife comes here, you better not tell her anything.
Oh my goodness gracious.
It's usually the other way around.
That's the old privilege your doctor privilege. So.
Right, right. Which I would never tell anybody anything anyway, but I laugh so hard because usually it's the other way around. Usually it's the wife saying, don't tell my husband.
Yeah, don't tell
and
my
he
husband.
Said, don't tell my wife.
Well, you know, I think my wife's beautiful just the way she is. But if something bothers her and she wants, I encourage her to go get happy, you know,
absolutely.
And that's what I say. And, and if somebody out there wants to say what's terrible, she can't be, that's your world. I mean, you do you.
I
always
like
say.
Mm-hmm.
You do you.
Right.
I mean, because I can tell you, you know, as I've aged now, it's health too for me, but like I've tried to start working out more and watching what I'm eating more. And I do feel better. And I do like the way I look in my clothes better and
absolutely.
Things like that. And I'm sorry, but I don't think that's wrong.
No.
I do. It makes me feel better. So gosh darn it, I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, I think what I'm going to try to do here is I'm going to look at the schedule and I'm going to check the next Cards Cubs series.
Might be July.
Well, and Mike, because I'm fairly confident, and I know this from scheduling a few things, that Mr. Molina will be in town for the next one that's here. So I'm thinking I'm going to have you back in.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then that way, maybe we can get some revenge on your hubby and the older son there. And and maybe there could be a side bet there with them too. I don't know. We might have some fun with this. I'm not quite sure. Maybe like Adam Smokehouse for the winner and winner loser pay. I don't know. We're going to figure something out because we got to get some revenge here after this weekend. But seriously, I thank you for coming in today. I said, I don't know what you have for me over there, but I'm sure off air I'm going to get brushed and wiped on, I need some, I could use some, which isn't all bad, but listen, it means a lot to a lot of people. I think what you're doing and bringing awareness to it, because again, I think it's a, it's something that's becoming more and more commonplace to talk about, but it's still kind of that thing. Like I said, I'm guilty of it. Unless I'm going to a pool or a beach, I don't wear sunscreen.
Right. You need it 365 days a year, every single day.
Well, what we need are some wins.
We need some
wins. And we need to get them fast. Yes, because I'm certain. So let's one last question about your household here. Okay. So 100 and whatever years, right? 108 years. And they win a World Series a couple of years ago. How'd that go at your house?
Well, I tell you what. That was probably one of the most exciting things. And, of course, our teenagers, we let them stay up to watch.
Sure.
But I will tell you that last game when the Cubs almost threw it, lost it,
almost.
I looked at my husband because we all became Cubs fans.
So you're a good wife. Absolutely. Thing, right? Okay, good mom, good wife.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm okay.
But I said,
Cardinal fans may not be okay with that. I'm good with
it. Some weren't. And it was really fun. What, you know, people coming in the office, because I have some diehard Cardinals fans that are like, oh no, I don't care. I don't care. The majority of Cardinals fans, which is what I appreciated, the majority of Cardinals fans actually were behind the Cubs to win. But anyway, I turned to my husband and I said, I'm going to tell you something right now. If they lose this game, I will never, ever, ever root for them again. And he says, I'm a Cubs fan. This is what happens to us, you know? So we had a great time and it was fun.
It's funny. You may even know that. Do you know Tor Herrmann?
No.
Attorney lives in town. He's good friends with Jeff. Uh-huh. He is a Chicago guy, Cubs fan, die hard, lives and breathes. I mean, there's no shaking that, him and his wife.
Right.
And it was so exciting at that time that we had him on the show. Because he actually was like once in a lifetime thing, went and bought tickets, was right on the field when it cost me an arm and a leg, and it's something that I may tomorrow look. He goes, but I don't regret it today.
Absolutely.
And he said the coolest thing when we interviewed him, and I thought this was neat. He said, look, we were talking about the rivalry and the fun, and we've had a lot of fun with him over the years, and obviously he was giving it to us then. And he said, but you know what? This is how I want it to be. He's like, I don't want you to be happy for me. I want you to be upset that we won. I want you to be mad that the Cubs won, just like I'm mad when the Cardinals win. This is the fun part for me. I don't want your happiness. I don't want your congratulations. I want you to be upset.
Right.
So that's why I think it's fun.
It is.
We got to have some fun with this stuff. I mean, I think sometimes we take it a little too serious.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, in my husband's defense, because we go to Cardinals games, and he will be a Cardinals fan. So as long as they're not playing the Cubs,
well, you guys,
you
man,
can let him in. I mean,
I'll tell you what,
he's a good guy.
This is almost, you know, your assistant's over here recording. I almost want to ask her: is this all true? Is this the true like family dynamic here, or is this all fake, like we see on Lifetime movies? Everything looks real good, but behind the scenes, this is almost too good to be true.
You'll have to come over and experience it.
Oh, my Lord.
How about that?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in. I look forward to following up with you. You're joining us here. We're going to be mentioning Ooh La La Spa on the show. We appreciate your support. You'll be letting me know from time to time some things you guys might be focusing on. And when there are things going on like Skin Cancer Awareness Month and other things that are near and dear to your heart, we'll be reminding our listeners. So this will be our first opportunity to encourage all of our listeners to support another supporter of ours. Obviously, you're located in Edwardsville, Illinois. For our Illinois side people, you're familiar with that area. For our Mo side people, it's worth the trip, I promise you.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners where they can learn more about your spa.
So you can go to KristenJacobs.com. That's KristenJacobs.com. Jacobs.com. And we're on Facebook, and Steph, we're at Ooh La La Wellness on Instagram, I think. So please, I think what we try to do is educate. And so not just about skin cancer awareness, about all of the things that we offer and things that we don't offer, because that's really what's important. It's about education. It's about helping you make the right choices.
Yeah, you're an amazing lady. I didn't realize through getting to know you before the show today, just, you know, like little back and forth so that I could speak minorly educated about what you do. You know, you're writing a book about.
Oh, my book is actually about when you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
And it started out as just, I wanted to transform 5 people's lives, but I had 47 people answer a Facebook post, really. I just did a video, say, hey, who wants to do some anti-aging, which, I mean, obviously 47 people. I shut it down after 24 hours.
I was
going
to say, my goodness gracious, yeah. I'm surprised.
Right, but I was like,
you'd be
gosh.
Writing books for years.
Right, so what ended up happening is I'm actually working with 28 people, and I say people because I have a teenage boy, and I have a man who's 40, I think he's 43. And what's interesting with him, since we are talking mostly men here, is that he sort of got roped into this by his wife, and he knew nothing about what was going to happen. And we did a skin resurfacing on him, which is the most aggressive form of skin rejuvenation that we have in the clinic. And he took it like a pro, and his video is actually on our Facebook page. And
so he's a trooper.
So he is. And in fact, those two took us to the Cardinals game a couple weekends ago. And my friend Beth was like, he looks like $1 million. And it's the same thing, like you said, it's not like anybody needs it or anybody, right, you know, thinks their spouse looks bad, but just getting rid of some of the sun damage, really. I mean, she said 5 to 10 years younger, and I love that. And so he did a video for us and said, men, do it. There's nothing wrong with it. And now he doesn't leave his house without sunscreen.
Oh, good.
Yep. And he was out skiing actually, and texted me some photos of, look, I have my product, I have my sunscreen. But anyway, so back to the book. It's about transforming patients' lives, but doing it in a way that they're comfortable. So on a budget, because not everybody can go and spend thousands of dollars. And my workout buddy, I asked her if she wanted to be in it, and she's your hunter, fisherman, you know, she's really not into this frou-frou, you know, girly stuff. And she said, well, I'll do whatever you need me to do, but can I just do very minimal? So I put her on a sunscreen and one anti-aging product, and I have her doing hydrofacials, which is just a really nice, easy treatment, relaxing even. And every time I see her at the gym, she walks up and she says, look at my face, this is amazing. And so just very simple tweaks to your daily routine and coming in the office every once in a while can really make a difference. And just the smile that she has, she even went up to my husband and said, look at my face, you know, and just to have very minimal change can make somebody just feel so much better. So
that's awesome.
That's what I love.
You know, it's funny. I used to play ball with a guy. He took really good care of himself, and, you know, I spent years with him, and he was a character. You know, he was a workout guy, and, you know, he'd walk around with his shirt off all the time. And, you know, his saying was, look good, feel good, play good.
There you go.
That was his thing, you know, and it's funny. I think a lot of people feel that way. I think a lot of people believe that, but sometimes you are ashamed to say it, but I don't think there's any shame in it whatsoever.
Well, think about it. If you feel good, you're going to be a better wife, better husband, better employee, better employer, better friend. I mean, you're going to be a better everything if you feel good about yourself.
No, I agree. And I think it's, like I said, for me, just my own personal thing, like trying to lose some weight and be healthier as I age and, you know, be there for my family and things like that.
Right.
You know, the great byproduct of it is I do feel better. Mm-hmm. I feel great and I'm happier, and it's just, you know, and like I said, I to each their own, but if somebody wants to tell me it's sad that I need that to feel better, well, I don't, you know, you live your life, I'll live mine.
That's right.
That's how I feel. Cause
right.
I feel great right now. I mean,
good.
And that's how I want to be. So,
good.
Well, listen, you're awesome.
Thank you. So are you.
I appreciate it. I look forward to talking more to our listeners about Ooh La La, reminding all of our male listeners that it's not just for the ladies,
that's
guys.
Right.
There's a lot of male clientele, and you know, if you need to sneak in there because you want to have something done, go ahead. But you can learn more again by checking out our website, and we'll be mentioning her from time to time. But we're going to get you back in here because,
awesome,
again, I know you had a good time today. But
yeah,
everybody wants to meet Benji and get to know the man himself, because he is a character, and he's becoming real beloved here in St. Louis for sure. So
great.
I told you I'm going to bring him by the spa one of these days, and who knows, maybe he needs a facial. He'd take it like, he would take it like, talk about, you know, I mean, there's a guy that's been in the sun for sure in Puerto Rico and,
right,
and all that stuff. Right. So yeah, he's a tremendous guy. He'll enjoy it as well. Good. So we'll have some fun with it. But no, I hope you had fun. And,
great.
I know your counterpart over here looks like she's got quite a bit of video.
Yes.
So, hopefully you guys come up with some, hopefully we have some, what they call usable material in this business. So hopefully that's good stuff, but hey, thanks. I do appreciate it.
So
looking forward to brushing my face over
that's
here and seeing how I look. I'm excited, but anyway, thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you
again. That's Dr. Kristen Jacobs. And we appreciate her coming on as May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. It means so much to so many people out there. And you know, it's like most things, if it hasn't affected you, sometimes you want to put it on the back burner, but then all of a sudden it kind of creeps up on you and you're like, man, I wish I'd have done something about this before. Don't be that person. Take time to learn about it. She gave you some great places you can go to learn more. Like I said, I don't think about it unless I go to the beach or I go to the pool, which is 100% wrong. And when I was doing some research on Kristen, I was researching you. When I was checking out her website, there is somewhere on there. You can go on there and you can check it out. And believe me, in this day and age, as our old friend Fish would say, you get the old Google box out and type it in and you can learn all you need to learn and you can make sure. And I think that the key word here is when in doubt, have it checked out. And that's how I think you got to be. I did. And like I said, I fully expected to have them take something off me, but they didn't, thank goodness. But who knows? That could change tomorrow. So you got to stay on top of that. So I do appreciate her coming in today. I appreciate her. Wanting to support our show. She is a Cardinal fan. I think she may have said she wanted to do this just to spite her husband, but I won't hold her to that. But wanting to be part of our crew here that advertises on the show, it means a lot to us, and we do appreciate her very much. So we'll be telling you more about her. So we want to thank Ooh La La for joining our great crew. That goes with our friends at Adam Smokehouse, located on Watson Road, for the best barbecue in St. Louis. Folks, here's your cue. Don't forget our friends at Gators Baseball Academy, located in Missouri and now Illinois. Happy to be associated with people that care just as much about building up the character of a player as they do the actual ability on the field. Their four-pillar system is second to none, and I would encourage you, if you have a son or daughter involved in this wonderful game of baseball or softball, check out GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. To my good friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, if you need residential, commercial, or industrial work, he's got the heating and cooling team, the construction team, and the electric team fired up and ready to roll at your command. I would say check out InnovativeCompanies.com. 35 years experience, second generation craftsman, and more importantly, a man of his word. If he shakes your hand, it's getting done, folks. That's Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. To our friends at Patio's, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere, pregame, postgame, Patio's is where you should go. As I said before, I spent a little too much time there on the last homestand. I have a feeling I may spend a little time there as well this time. So hopefully I'll see you there. To all of our Facebook partners out there, great groups, folks. Jump in, have some fun with it. RallyScroll.com, the wonderful Nate McHenry, of course, does a great job with that one out of labor. It's a labor of love for him for sure. Chris Lawless, same way, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, always supportive of us and everything we're doing here at Two Birds on a Bat. Same goes for Ron and his Cards on Deck crew. My favorite ladies, Vicky and Linda with I Am a Cardinal Fan, yes I am, and of course one of our personal favorites, fans of Yadier Molina, two of the best Facebook groups out there, STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew, Cardinal Freak. Folks, my last reminder on that, and I hate to be the advocate here, let's be cordial and civil in those groups. There's no reason to get in there and start getting in arguments and cussing and causing these guys dismay. They do this because they love it. Give them an opportunity to enjoy it just like you enjoy it as well. They do spend a lot of their free time doing it. I hope you guys enjoy it as well. We are Two Birds on a Bat, twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. Check out our bloggers now. We're very happy to have that group of writers, whether they're writing about the show, Cardinals, their personal experiences. That's the Two Bird Bloggers. You guys can check that out too. You can find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Follow us there. Happy to have you guys involved in that as well. But our big push, as always, is Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Like our Facebook page. You're not done. Click invite your friends. We'd love to have all of them be a part. And when you see the pinned post, like it, comment on it, and share it. That's how we bring more people in the community. And when you do so, our intern will throw you in the pool. And every 2 weeks, Yachty and Benji provide us with some autographed baseballs from some of the guys, and we send them out to the lucky winners. So that's all of our gang here at Two Birds on a Bat crew. For all of us here, let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.